Hi there, this is Brett McFall with a call with Carlo Solorio. Hello, Carlo.
Hi, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And the reason why I'm talking to you, Carlo, is that you were one of the winners of our internet challenge.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and that was just in the Australian seminar not long ago.
Yeah, and about a month and a half ago.
Okay, so you're 6 weeks out now, and now you're some big internet guru, is that right?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm that guru yet.
Maybe a few weeks off being a guru.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like the listener to be able to hear about you and what happened that weekend and then sort of find out what you've been doing since. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Okay, so you came to our seminar. What did you know about internet marketing when you came to our event?
I've been dabbling with internet marketing for around about a year. Didn't know what to do. Bought a few courses, but didn't know where to start. But yeah, I came across World Internet Summit around about a year, the previous one, I think the one that you had in Gold Coast.
That was the year before.
Yeah. And I really wanted to go to that one, but I didn't have the money. I didn't have the funds. So I made sure that whatever it takes, I was going to come to World Internet Summit here in Sydney.
Well, that was quite a smart choice because why I want to underline that is that once you decide that is what I'm going to do, you make a goal and you do it, and suddenly everything can change in your life. Don't you find that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I knew that once I put my mind to it and I knew what I wanted to do, then everything comes easier for me anyway.
And how old are you, Carlo?
I'm 26 years old.
Okay, so you've got a nice big future in front of you.
Yes.
So you walk into our seminar. And on the first days when we usually hold our internet challenge where we create a business. And so how did you win?
How did I win?
Mm.
For 2 weeks out before the actual seminar, I've been thinking about the actual World Internet Challenge and I wanted to win that badly. So I read a book by Joe Vitale. I forgot what the book's called now.
That's okay.
With the book, it's focusing on what you wanted, and visualizing what you wanted, and then that's what I did actually.
So the deal there is that you're focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I did that every day at least twice a day.
Okay. And what did you do? Just visualize.
Visualizing it. What I wanted to do, when you guys call my name out, or call my number out, and it exactly happened the way it happened.
That is amazing.
Yes, it was.
So you're sitting in the audience, and what happened? Ted was up on stage, and what did he do? How did it actually happen? Talk us through it.
Oh, I was sitting down. I was sitting down next to Paul Klein Muhlman. I didn't know that it was him until I sat next to him.
And he was one of the folks we actually had up on stage telling the audience his story about how he succeeded on the internet.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been following you guys for a long time and I'm following all the internet marketers. And then when Ted called, asked someone to pick the number. I think if I recall it,
mm-hmm.
And managed to pick my number. I was when it was my number, I quickly ran to the stage. I was shaking. I didn't know how to react.
Well, I believe you let out the loudest scream we've ever had from one of our winners.
Oh, was I?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just really excited, and I knew that what I've wanted really happened for me.
Well, that was good, and we're glad you were so excited because it's a fantastic little event. Now, for the person listening who, let's say they don't understand what this is all about, can you tell them what actually did happen when in that internet challenge for you? What was done or to help you get your business up and running?
Okay, what was done was you guys built me a website, provided me something to sell, and built me a list and made sales for me for 72 hours.
In short, that's what we do, isn't it? We actually, and the reason why we do that is that a lot of people just don't believe it can happen. You know, people can actually make money on the internet. By sending an email, you can actually make money. And so it's a demonstration, isn't it, Carlo, to let people see that, hey, it happens every day. And if you're not doing it, you're actually missing out on thousands of dollars.
It can happen to anyone. Anyone. You know, I really encourage everyone who's been postponing not to go to the World Internet Summit. It's, you know, you can, it can happen to you what happened to me. So, you know, it's a big opportunity to really start your online business and grab it and run.
And even if you don't win, like, you actually won the internet challenge, so you were lucky to come up on stage where we, you know, created a business and a product, and we actually went, you know, did a lot of marketing for you to show you how it was done.
Yep.
But if you, even if you don't get selected in the audience, you get to watch every step, right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And
for me, I wish I had that about 5 years ago, to be able to see how it's all done behind the scenes. I just would have loved that, and hopefully that's what you enjoyed as well, being able to see what gets done step by step.
Yep.
So it takes all the mystery out of it.
Oh, definitely. I knew, even if I didn't win, you know, it was actually just a bonus for me to win the World Internet Challenge. I was just happy to meet all the internet gurus like yourself, Tom, Ted, Stephen Pierce, and Mike Filsaime. Those are the guys that I really wanted to see and meet.
Very good. You had a lot of goals by coming to our seminar, so either way, you were going to have a good time. Even if one didn't work out, you had other goals you wanted to achieve when you were there as well.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, let's help the listener out. One day in, do you remember how much money you had made by the next morning, by the Friday morning, for instance?
I think it was around about 10,000. Oh. Okay. Oh, a bit less, I think.
So you're just writing off a figure there, you know, or maybe
$10,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is fairly amazing.
Yep.
Okay. So how did you feel then?
Oh, I was ecstatic. I was just happy to, you know that there's going to be cash for me, because as I told you before, I wanted to get married, and I need some cash to get married.
That's right. Need a lot of cash.
Oh, definitely. and I called my fiance now, and I told her, guess what, I got 10,000 already after one day.
And how much work did you do for that?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. I mean, I asked that question a little bit, you know, tongue in cheek, because we know you were actually enjoying the seminar. And what happens is that once you send out the emails to, you know, a list of people, you know, and that's only one way to market, of course, but in this example, once you send the emails, that's really all the work you have to do, because the work can be done for you automatically in terms of accepting the money and delivering the product, right, Carlo?
Yeah, exactly.
And so you now have your own product.
Yep. I had my own product, and actually you guys put my name on the map of... On the internet, so you know, because of that, I actually met some wonderful people that emailed me congratulating me. So,
well, it's a whole community out there, and you're probably discovering it now, though. There's more to it than just the money side. It actually becomes a community where you can actually help people and create relationships out there as well. So there's so many positives.
Yeah, I've gone the past few months. I've been going to forums and. Past month, I mean, and gone to forums, really meeting people, and, you know, I still get a lot of congratulations for winning the challenge, and I really, you know, I couldn't be thankful enough for you guys for helping me out.
Well, thank you for that, but here's the thing, Carlo, we set you up, you know, with the system so that you can follow that, you know, after you leave the seminar. And you and then you have your own product. But after that, that's when it's up to you, isn't it? And that's where you and your initiative kicks in, and that's where you've got to be congratulated, because just by you saying that you went to forums to sort of say hello to people and start meeting other guys and other marketers out there, you know, that's when you're doing your own work, and so you should be congratulated on that.
There's a few things that I wanted to do when I got out of the World Internet Challenge. I wanted to take action, get a mentor, and really follow everything that mentor will do for me or will help me out.
Mm. Just do what they say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you can't really do something by yourself when you don't know what you're doing. So, while I was in World Internet Summit, I signed up for a mentor program, and it's been great help for me past month and a half.
So now you've gone the extra step by actually investing in a mentor to help you even further.
Yeah.
That's a very smart choice. And just explain to a listener, why would you do that? Why would you not just do it yourself and try and do it by trial and error?
Well, basically, I've been dabbling on the internet for about a year and a bit. I didn't know what to do with the internet marketing. And I just kept on getting all these offers, and I just didn't know where to start. And then by having a mentor, it really gives me focus and gives me direction to where I wanted to go and what I wanted to achieve for my business.
Very good. That's the smart way. It is definitely the fast track, is by having someone help you. It's like having a coach if you're playing tennis or basketball, whatever sport you play. Having a coach is going to help you achieve your goals very, very much more quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me this, Carlo. What did your business, because you had a business by the end of that weekend. What did your business turn over by the end of, say, around about 72 hours?
72 hours. I had $19,953. I made that much.
So just under $20,000 in a weekend while you're at a seminar.
That's right.
Now, I know for a fact the sales didn't stop.
No.
After we closed the seminar, around about 6 p.m. on the Sunday, the sales didn't stop, did they?
No.
Do you know what they ended up getting to?
I think you got up to around about close to $30,000 or something like that.
That's right. It was just around about $29,000. And that was around about inside 7 days.
Yes, that's right.
How would you like to have that every week?
Oh, I'd like to have that every week. I think that you'd be crazy not to take that when you got it.
Yeah, and of course that doesn't happen every week. But here's the thing, if it can be done in 7 days, it can be done again.
Yeah.
And of course we do this at every seminar. The bottom line is, it's just a system. It is just a system. And once you know the system, and then suddenly you know how it works and how it can be done for you in the future. And it's just a matter of having the right sales message, the right product for the right people, and that's when it can all fit together.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so the seminar ended. Your business had turned over around about just under $30,000. Now, what was your next step after that? What did you do? Because now you're set free, and you have yourself a mentor. But now, what did you do after that?
Well, you guys built me a pretty good list, good number.
And what's a list? What's a list, Carla?
Your subscribers list. So everyone that subscribed wanted to know something about the World Internet Summit. They subscribed to what was happening. So I had a pretty good turnaround from you guys.
So do you remember how many people you actually had on your list, subscribers?
It was 950 or something, 940.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And they're yours now. They're your subscribers to talk to.
They're mine for life.
Yeah, that's right. And that gives you security. Having a database of subscribers gives you security. So if you ever lose your job, you could mail something out to those guys with a good offer, and you can actually bring some money in.
Yeah, definitely.
Once every 2 weeks or once every week if you've got enough good offers, right?
Yeah.
That's what could happen. So it gives you security. Okay, so you had your own list of around about 950 people. And what did you do with them?
I think a week out after World Internet Summit, and since I've gone to the forums, and a few people advised me that, don't be like the other World Internet Summit winners that didn't take action with what they received. So make sure that you take action and build relationship with your mailing list, with my subscribers list.
You could not have been given much better advice than that.
Yeah.
Because creating that relationship with your database, which have just become your, you know, your listeners and your friends, that is where the money really lies, or the long-term future of your business really lies.
I get good feedback from my list, and I email them and ask them what they want, and I try to provide what they ask for.
So how'd you do that? Did you go and send them emails?
Yeah, I send an email out to all of them, and they just to touch base with them at first, and told them what I've been doing for the past week or past week and a half after the World Internet Summit.
If I'm not wrong, you actually let them know that you're now fiancé. Back then, obviously, it wasn't your fiancé, and you let everyone know that yes, you'd proposed to her.
That's right.
And there was no money in that, but what you were doing was that you're actually starting to create a relationship so that people can be interested in what's happening in your life.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that I'm not just mailing to my list and giving them obsolete information. I wanted to give them quality information about myself, what I've been doing, and give them great content in return for them subscribing to my list.
Mm. And here's a little tip here, Carlo. By doing that, it's a very smart move. Because there are so many people out there sending emails these days, you know, so many marketers, that often the way to make yourself unique is just simply to let people into your life.
Yeah.
And that's what you've been doing, which is very commendable, because that's what makes you unique.
Yeah.
You know, and so to the listener listening to this right now, that's something you can do as well, is to, you know, bring some personality into your emails and give a bit of yourself. Just let people start to get to know you and where you live and what you do.
Yep.
And that way you become unique and become memorable.
Yeah, definitely. I've wanted to make sure that I don't just offer my subscribers product after product. I want to make sure that that relationship is there, and that, you know, I'll be going through the journey of my internet marketing business with them.
Good. So have you made then any extra income outside of World Internet Summit weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, after the World Internet Summit, I signed up to become an affiliate for a few the big internet marketers there to promote their products.
Well, who were they? And
there's Joel Christopher.
Okay.
He's the one helping me with my building my list to even more number that you guys provided for me.
Yep.
He had a big birthday blowout that he offered to all his clients, and I helped him to sell a few products.
So you joined up as an affiliate for what his product was all about. And then how much of a split does he give you for every sale you help him make?
Oh, it was getting, I think, $90 per sale.
And so every time you helped him sell his product, you were getting $90?
Yeah.
And you don't have to house the product, you don't have to deliver the product, you didn't have to create the product, but yet you're making money from that with what's called an affiliate program.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so you simply sent an email out to your database.
Yeah, he asked people that have more than 5,000 subscribers in their list, and I emailed him and asked him if I can promote his product to my list, and I just got a list under 1,000. So I ended up becoming one of the best affiliates.
So even though you didn't have the 5,000 people,
no,
that's amazing.
It's because I created good relationship with my subscribers.
So how much money? Can I ask you how much money you made, say, from that little single promotion? Because our listener wants to know, okay, what happens after the World Internet Summit? Do you make money? Can you do it?
Yeah, after 1 week of promoting his product, I sold around about $3,000 worth of products, or just a bit over, and I made around about 1,533 dollars.
So basically he was splitting it in half, half,
by the way.
I beg your pardon? What was that?
That was US.
Dollars, US dollars, which is great in most, for most countries to get US dollars. Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, so there you are doing your own thing and making some money come in, about $1,500 that you get to keep.
Yep.
By sending an email.
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I woke up one morning and I had around about 8 sales or something like that. Mind you, I was competing with big internet marketers, the likes of you and Chaya and guys who had a list of over 50,000. And I think I ranked number 6 out of I think 20 people.
Well done.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to you. And now it's all starting to pay off. These are the things you're doing.
Definitely.
Creating the relationship, that's really paying off.
Yeah, at this stage I don't even have an actual website that I can direct people on. So I'm just using my list to send offers out. I just got my own blog at the moment that I've created. And
you created your own blog. Fabulous.
And I'm getting a lot of hits and a lot of visitors in my actual blog now. So it's really paying off. Doing the little things that really make a difference to your business. And it's really the money's always in the list,
The money's in the list. And let's just underline this though, Carlo. You're making money from having a list of people, but those people who actually buy the product are getting tremendous value as well. So the customer wins, you win, and your joint venture partner wins as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So all around it, everyone's happy.
I know that in the future, because next month I'm actually working on a project. I know that next month, when I release my my project, Joel, who's got over 100,000 or 150,000 in his list, he'll help me out for helping him out.
Goodness me, and how powerful would that be?
Yeah.
Very good.
And it's really up to you to make the journey and really use all the tools that you guys, all the presenters provided for us. They can't really do it for us, And by going there, learning and picking up little things here and there, you'll definitely make a six-figure income. I've already, it's been 6 months, been 6 weeks, since the World Internet Summit. I've made around about $2,500 US
mm-hmm.
so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of them are recurring incomes. So
you'll keep on getting, certain fees in every month.
Yeah.
Good man.
So I promoted a few membership sites that I really like and I'm part of, and I knew that a lot of my subscribers can benefit from it. And then, I think I got around about, it's still not a big amount, I get around about $150 a month recurring coming to my account.
And that's money you don't really do any work for, no, it just happens.
Not at all, so it's just there. And it keeps on growing, and it keeps on growing with me.
Yeah, exactly. And you're just at the start of your career now on the internet. And let me ask you this question: what do you see in the future for you?
I'd like to speak. I'd like to share my experiences with everyone, and really hit that six-figure income, because I've never had a six-figure income before working as an employee.
Yeah.
So
your goal is to get out and have your own business full-time?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Once I've doubled my pay here, I'm out of my job.
And that would be one of your dreams come true.
Yeah, so hopefully sometime this year before I get married. The actual project that I'm actually working on right now, it's like a token, a thank you to everyone that's helped me out, and I'm giving away products, and just so I can, you know, celebrate my engagement with everyone. So,
hey, very good.
And it looks, I'm starting to create a buzz for it. I don't want to release the actual website yet.
Okay.
Because it's still in the making at the moment. So.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be something pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I've been getting help with a lot of people, and as I told you, I can't do it by myself. I've been trying to outsource everything that I do. So I try to outsource my website to build, because I can't make a website at all. So.
Okay, so, well, that's for good thinking, because you don't have to be able to know everything with the internet. You actually don't have to know everything in order to make money on there, because most of the other things can be done for you quite cheaply.
Yeah, so my website's getting worked on by my web designer now, and my copy is getting worked on by a copywriter as well.
Brilliant.
And so by the end of this month, hopefully it gets released, and hopefully you guys have a look, and really I'd like to share it with you guys as well.
Yeah, sounds
especially
good.
Especially all the listeners of the World Internet Summit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be interested in you. Here's what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you, if somebody wanted to contact you, can they do that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, would you like to give out your details?
Yeah. At the moment, I've got my website, which is carloselorio.com.
Let's just spell that out. C-A-R-L-O.
Yep.
S-E-L.
O-O-R-I-O.
O-R-I-O. Yep. No, CarloSolorio.
Yep.
.com.
Yep. And they can email me at carloselorio@gmail.com.
CarloSolorio@gmail.com. Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm sure you'll get a few people wanting to talk to you.
Yeah, I I'm willing to help people to, get to where I am, and it's going to be an exciting journey. And, if I had the time to go to UK, World Internet Summit UK, I would. But at the moment, I got a few projects that I'm working on, and I got my wedding.
Yes, let's give the wedding that priority. I think that's a good move.
Yeah, my fiancé would kill me if I took off to another country.
Well, I'm sure we'll see you at another World Internet Summit, huh?
Definitely. Hopefully, I've become a bit more than what I am. I've become a little bit of a guru.
I'd say so. You're certainly on your way, my friend.
I'm willing to help anyone that needs help next year or so.
Well, let me ask you this last question. What would you say to somebody who had not been to a World Internet Summit before but was maybe thinking about it?
Don't hold up another year. I had 1 year to think about my business. So I could have been making money straight away if I had gone to Gold Coast. Take action, really know. And when you go to World Internet Summit, you pick up little things of your business, you pick up great partners. I went to World Internet Summit and I got really good joint ventures that I'm going to have for my next projects, and really, you can't, if you're thinking about it, don't think about it, because it's the best event that you'll ever go to.
And of course, you can find contacts in the audience as well. Usually, pretty switched on audiences at a seminar.
Definitely,
yeah.
It's not just actual speakers that are gurus. I know that there was around about 30 people that are gurus that was in the audience as well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And you'll pick up little things from them, and it's just, all I can say is that don't miss out on this, because it's really the best event that you can go to.
Well, thank you, Carlo. And, of course, those are your own comments. You're totally free to say whatever you like, so I certainly appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
And you, my friend, are going to be probably emailed like crazy, which is good. I hope you do. And I wish you the best of luck in your new internet future.
Thank you very much, Brett.
And if you, too, would like to be doing what Carlo was doing and making an income on the internet, then you need to come along to a World Internet Summit. And who knows, maybe you could be our Internet Challenge winner as well. All you need to do is go to worldinternetsummit.com. That's worldinternetsummit.com, where we'll teach you the secrets of creating a business on the internet.